For Jets 360, I'm Olivia Landis, joined by senior reporter Eric Allen and Ethan Greenberg, here to give you a game preview of the New York Jets' first preseason game against the Tennessee Titans this Saturday. Eric, let's first talk offense. Taking what you've seen from training camp, what are you expecting production-wise from the team on the field this Saturday?
Well, you just want to see them go out and execute their plays. This is a new system. This is the first time we've seen John Morton in a game situation. We'll be calling plays from upstairs, the eye in the sky, a 30,000-foot view of the game. The quarterback's coach, Jeremy Bates, will be down on the sidelines. Those two have worked together before. You're going to see all three quarterbacks play for the New York Jets Saturday night. Coach Bowles did not declare a starter, but he did say Christian Hackenberg would indeed work with the first team offensive line, and we'll have to see how the reps are divvied out once we get to game time.
Now, Ethan, talking defensive-wise, the defense has really stood out during this training camp. Who do you think is going to make an impression on Saturday's game?
Well, I think all eyes would be on the rookie safeties just because this is their first game action. Jamal Adams, the first-round pick. Marcus May, second-round pick. It'll be very interesting to see how these guys are translating onto the field. On the practice field, head coach Todd Bowles said that they've been very impressive. They're communicating very well. But to me, all eyes are going to be on the rookie duo.
There's a lot of position battles out here on the field. Not necessarily a bad thing. Is this a chance for some players to really emerge and maybe make a name for themselves?
Well, yeah, but it's a long preseason. This is just the start. This is the first of four preseason games. Next week, the Jets will be playing against the Detroit Lions. From a starting perspective, there are a lot of spots up in the air. Everything is focused on the quarterbacks externally, but you look at the center position, Wesley Johnson and Jonathan Harrison are engaged in a tight battle. How about the tackle position? Then defensively, you can look at outside linebacker, maybe even cornerback, as Buster Skrien and Justin Burris are dueling it out there. Marcus Williams has done some nice things at training camp. The Jets are a team right now built on competition. So, you know, I'm not just going to focus on the quarterback battle. You have to look at a number of positions, and reps are going to change as we get deeper in the preseason. First preseason game, typically your starters, your first team are in maybe a couple series or a quarter at max.
Let's talk coaches. We've got a lot of new coaches coming into this staff, making a big difference. Coaches like Kevin Green. How is the energy level going to show on the field with what these coaches have done for the players?
Well, offensive coordinator John Morton, outside linebackers coach Kevin Green, and defensive backs coach Denard Wilson, all three have tremendous energy. And I think that's something that Todd Bowles wanted to bring in to this system, to this team, because this is a young team, and with such a youth movement going on, this kind of energy is going to be tangible on the field on Saturday night.
Yeah, and don't forget about Robert Nunn, a new defensive line coach, and then obviously Leroy Glover is helping out the defensive line as well. This is the first time to see the new Jets in action. Once again, a long preseason, but they finally get their feet wet. And Todd Bowles, one thing that he has stressed is that how are some of the young players going to respond under the lights? We're about to find out.
Well, that wraps up our game preview. The New York Jets will be taking on the Tennessee Titans this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at MetLife Stadium. For Ethan Greenberg and Eric Allen, I'm Olivia Landis.